Then Paul and I went to Bandra and had dinner with some friends, UG friends, and then came back and Paul packed up and took an auto rickshaw, or took a taxi to the airport.
And he flies direct to Germany?
Yeah, to Frankfurt. Then he takes a train to Cologne, yeah. So, nine hour trip.
Does he have a career? Is he a professional anyway?
Not really, no. Paul used to work, you know, we worked together a long time, and we saved a lot of money so he can kind of coast along here. He's not really too interested in anything. Jesus. All the dropouts, you know. walking zombies. Mesh was talking about how he's feels like he's dying. And he looked like, you know how you appear, you go to a hospital to see someone who's ill and they're dying and cancer patient, maybe. You look at them and you can see it in the eyes. It's kind of a gaunt. Well, the AIDS patients have it. I've noticed that those people I've... Mahesh had that look like a dead man. Like, and we talked about that for quite some time.
You mean...
In spite of all his energy and his, you know, he feels that he has a... Things are being stripped away like an onion being peeled.
He feels that about himself?
Yeah.
And Paul saw him and says he looks like that.
Yeah, we both felt that. Yeah.
So,
he's going through some sort of metamorphosis, change.
Yeah, you said that he's a narcissist, and I guess it's caught up to him.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So, okay, so...
Yeah, he's... But Bob, what else is there but that? You know? Narcissist.
Yeah.
That's all there is, you know?
Yeah, and he doesn't accept it. He's having a problem with it.
Oh, no, he accepts it. He fully. No.
No, so he accepts his disease. He accepts his disease.
His disease? I don't know if it's a disease. I don't know if it's a disease or not. It's a human condition.
Right, you're saying that he's because he's a zombie or acknowledges it, that he's reached reality, that he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead, right.
He's just a thought form, just a replay of thought forms.
Yeah, that's all. That's all we are, really. Yeah, if you get down to it, just... That is all that's there. It's just this residue, reservoir of thought, ancient, modern, contemporary. It goes back millions of years of thinking, thought.
Yeah, but you said UG, he's dead, but he had energy. Mahesh lost his energy?
No, Mahesh has tremendous energy. That's the folly. That's the... No, he has more energy than his crew.
Yeah. Well, did
so he always has had a lot of energy. He's always been tremendous, bound by that boundless energy to do things. That's why he's Mahesh Bhatt, the famous filmmaker in India, because he has this energy to do it. Most people give up, you know, they don't know what to do or how to do it. They ask questions.
Right. Well, does UG, if he did, he had energy, but did he look dead like Mahesh?
There were times he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
okay. Know,
vacant. But I was talking to Paul about it last night, and I said, you know, when I knew UG before the calamity, he was one of the most relaxed individuals that I had met. He was very, very relaxed all the time, I noticed. And at peace with himself, you know. Didn't seem to be any anxiety going on there. Really, a little bit, but he was very, very, very relaxed. And you don't see that so much in people who are seeking, you know, they're struggling. Whether it's whatever they're seeking, whatever it might be, it doesn't have to be so-called spirituality, because actually, whatever it is you're looking for, it's the same as for everyone. Whether it's money, power, political fame, religious fame, whatever it is, it's just the same. We want to find something to take away the pain.
Yeah, you're saying, though, that before the cataclysm, he looked relaxed. After the cataclysm,
yeah,
he didn't?
Very relaxed. Oh, very relaxed. More relaxed. More than ever.
After yeah, the cataclysm?
Yep.
Okay, so he's relaxed. You're saying he's relaxed before the cataclysm and then more relaxed looking after the cataclysm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What was the cataclysm? Right.
Remarkably relaxed.
What was the cataclysm?
That was
nothing to do, nothing to attain, nothing to want. Just existence, pure existence.
His cataclysm, Scott, was his final transformation in 67.
Oh, it's something that came upon him. It wasn't like a physical accident or malady or something?
No, it was a physical event, purely physical.
Yeah, but not an accident.
No, it just happened, you know.
Does anybody know what happened? Does anybody know what actually happened?
Well, you know, the center that makes the connection between one thought and the other disappeared.
Okay. Well, let's leave it that. So, we got to start the tape.
Yeah, right. Okay?
Okay, so the thing is we've sort of finished the LSD phase in Seattle. Now we're going to go to California.
Okay.
And I think we already talked about the effect of Krishnamurti a lot, haven't we, in earlier hours when you go in 1960?
Yeah, Krishnamurti was my hero. You know, he was the one that I wanted to.
Yeah, but don't go into the details. Do we want to start with that then? Scott,
yeah,
do you remember?
We can talk about that. Yeah, because then I went to, in 1960, I went to Ojai. We can talk about how the center dissolved, you know. Okay?
Okay, all right. Okay, so today's November 16th. Okay, Scott, when you're ready, I'm ready.
Okay.
Wait, I have a question. Is this session 3?
Yeah.
What is this? Let me just check the. I can't check. Okay, just a second. I'll check.
Okay, we've done 3.
We've done 3.
Okay, did one on this on 11:02, 11:03, and 11:11, or 11:10.
All right. So, and so this is session 4. Okay. All right.